Welcome, welcome, everyone. My name is Akiyemi. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate the time you are taking to listen and share this podcast on your social media platform. Star ratings for the podcast are also welcome. Returning and new listeners are such a pleasure to me. Thank you so much. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can get notifications when I post something new. I am a licensed mental health professional, but this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. All necessary information about the episodes will be in the show notes. All right, let's get to it. Hey, everybody. So I have gone on so many awesome trips and I've achieved so many milestones in my lifetime, and I've obtained a lot of different things like cars, college degree, businesses. I wrote books. I served in the military. I've learned to hike and camp by myself. I got married. I had children. I got grandchildren. You name it. And I'm not saying any of this as a way of bragging. I'm going to make a point, if you can just be patient with me just for a moment. I've had lots of times where I've had lots of money, and there have been plenty of times where I had no money whatsoever. So what I'm trying to figure out is, if I've been able to achieve and obtain so many different things, why do I still have moments where I get really depressed, or moments where I become so overly anxious, or maybe feel really lonely and unsatisfied or unfulfilled? See, the thing is, there are a lot of people who know me or come in contact with me and see me having things or being in certain types of relationships or having grandchildren and children, and they think that I would be happy. And especially because it's something that they're trying to obtain or trying to achieve themselves. But the thing is, there is a common misconception when we get this or we get that, that we'll be happy, we'll be satisfied, we'll feel so good. But unfortunately, the biggest form of manipulation comes through all forms of programming. We came into this world and immediately we were given and handed down different messages, different values, different like regular social constructs from generation to generation. And I'm not blaming anybody for anything that was passed down to me as far as values about different social constructs. But what I'm realizing, and let me be clear first off, I have been a victim myself of embracing many of those messages and those values. And I have believed that it was important to reach goals and obtain these pivotal moments like graduating from college, getting married, having children, and things like that. I've even traveled across the country and thought that traveling would somehow fulfill me. And the messages that I was passed down, I gave to my own children. But what I realize now, only now, that fulfillment does not come from external things. And that's the lie. That's the lie that we have been passed down, that's been passed down to us. There is a ton of programming where and deception where certain practices are being used to create confusion. And somebody is always profiting from some of those deceptive programming techniques. So what may be a different way to approach life? I would say you would first have to realize that ingrained programming is very difficult to break. Once you have a way of thinking about something, you take hold of that, and that has to be torn down and rebuilt. Because I have tried many a times to get people to drop a belief, which I really should never have done anyway. But I've always failed, because when people hold on to a belief, it is very difficult to make them give up that belief. We go after something, and then once we obtain it, dopamine will flood our system. The whole process to go after something creates a habit, and dopamine will help to lock in that habit, which is how addictions form. There is a feeling we are trying to achieve, and every time we go after something new, we get that dopamine, and then we want that feeling again and again and again. So today, in 2023, I approach things a lot differently now. I no longer go after or create experiences to achieve any certain type of feeling. What I'm realizing, I just want to have an experience. And I want to have that experience without any preconceived notion about what it will be like or how I'm going to feel. But after the experience, I have the opportunity to reflect on it and to think about how I felt when I had it and how I perceived it. The next thing I will do is going to be for the experience only. And for example, right now, today, I want to experience like a cruise or a trip with my family. With certain people in my family. And even though I've been on a cruise before, that experience wasn't a big highlight. But I want to experience this trip now with certain people. After I went on a trip to Paris, after watching somebody else talk about their Paris experience, I expected to get that same feeling and reaction from myself, but I was disappointed. See, we are very limited in our perception of reality. So we won't get the full picture of what somebody is trying to show us, and we won't get the full story or understanding of things or a situation. Our field of vision is very limited to whatever the person is choosing to share with us. So we'll never really be able to see the full picture of what we're looking at just based off of the video or listening to a podcast or seeing any advertisement. We're not going to really know what that's going to be like until we experience it anyway. When I went to Paris, it was a great disappointment to me because I went with an expectation based on something that I saw from someone else. And they only showed me what they wanted me to see. Anticipation is what sets us up and ends up leading us to unfulfillment. So my plan from now on, and my hope for others who are listening to this, is to go out for the experience of it all. Just go for the experience. An example would be, if I love watching videos with mountains in it or climbing or, you know, camping or anything like that, my whole idea is I'm going to see what it would be like to be at that place. I want to experience in person mountains, snow-covered mountains. That's it. I just want the experience. People also go into relationships with an expectation of how they're going to feel. People get married or they start committed relationships thinking that that's what's going to make them fulfilled and feel satisfied. But relationships comes with tons of changing emotions and changing situations. because multiple people are involved. And we can't rely on that relationship to fulfill us. We have to go into it with saying, I just want to experience it, what it would be like to be in a relationship with this person or that person. Or I want to experience what marriage is like. I want to experience what it's like to have a child. Activities are just for the moment. Situations are just for the season. And if we go into it with an expectation about the way we're going to feel in that, we will always disappoint ourselves. You have all that you need inside of you to be fulfilled. Fulfillment is a mindset, is based on a mindset. So take that pressure off of yourself and just enjoy the experiences, or just have the experiences, and then look back at it and talk about how you felt when you had that experience. All right, everyone, I hope that triggers some thoughts inside of you, and I hope you go into your next experience with a different mindset. In the meantime, everyone, good mental health, good spiritual health, and as always, good physical health. Y'all take great care. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I sure hope you enjoyed that episode. Please feel free to share us on your social media platform or giving it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can reach me on my website at unhackedmind.com or life-counseling-transitions.com. All this information will be in the show notes. All right, take care, and I hope you come back.